or almost Neil anyway.
We've been talking mostly in terms of black and white. Are there any other ethnic groups at all?
Not right here in northeast Mississippi. Now, a few miles south of here, you've got Choctaw Indians, but that's basically reservation. And as I said, over in the Delta, you got, you know, some, you know, Chinese, you know, and this kind of thing. And the further south you go, you get, you know, a few Spaniards, you know, a few French. But around here, it's basically black and white. It really is. And we get along just fine. Everybody around here gets along fine, the blacks and the whites. The only time there's ever a problem is whenever some glory-seeking idiot comes in from somewhere else and, you know, and creates something.
Yeah.
There's a big smell going on now in the town of Tupelo that started out because two policemen over there were accused of beating a black man while he was in jail. Okay. Well, beating a man while he was in jail. First, they didn't tell he was a black. Personally, I've got nothing against that, because if my brother or my daddy gets drunk and goes out somewhere and raises hell, which they won't, because if they do, I'll beat their brains out. But, I mean, if they did, and then if somebody took him to jail trying to restore order and treat him like a human being, and they continue to disobey and raise hell, slap him naked and straighten him out. That's what he would do to me. And so anyway, this thing started, you know, and so the blacks started protesting. The blacks in Tupelo did not protest. Your bigwigs came in from somewhere else. It goes back just like it was in the Civil War days to an extent. You got the scalawags, you know, all of this, you know. So the bigwigs, they come in. They drive their Lincoln Continentals down, you know, from wherever or up from wherever, and they start, you know, poking the fingers and saying, "Hey, look what he did to my brother," you know, and they get out making speeches. And And so after that, they were saying, they were protesting because they wanted the men removed from the police force, period. Okay? So, cool, man. They moved them from the police force and put them on the fire department. So, next, they started raising hell about get them off the city payroll. So, they got them off the city payroll, put the two guys out of business, put them out in the street. I mean, I don't know, ran them off, whatever they did. So then after they accomplished that, the blacks are still protesting. And when you say why, they say it's an economic boycott. We want more blacks hired in this area. Well, I challenge you to go look and count it up. And it's basically 30% black area. And it'll probably figure better than 30% employment. And people hire blacks every day. And just like they do whites, there's blacks and whites both. And they'll work a couple of weeks and quit. Just long enough to draw unemployment. Or to say, "Well, I tried to work over there, boy, but I just couldn't do that," you know. And, they, you know, just like that. And so now they're protesting something else. I can't even think now what it is.
There was something to do with the Klan.
Well, okay, but the Klan has to show their face, see. To save face, you know. I mean, this is the South, you know, and hey, whoopee, you know. So the Klan comes in and burns a cross, and they have a peaceful meeting. But it's not, you know, the Klan around here. I don't know a soul that's in the Klan. And I know everybody around here. And I do not know one that is in the Klan. And I know that if a lot of them, that if they were, I'd know about it. But I don't know anybody that is specifically, I mean, any of my, you might say, neighbors, you know, I'd say within a 5 or 10 mile area that are Klan members. But the Klan men that came were from Louisiana. The Imperial Wizard, see. He came from Louisiana. And he raises, you know, hell over here, you know. Well, it's no problem, no trouble. It's a peaceful, you know, protest. But nonetheless, he's there, see, and it makes us all look like dummies to the rest of the world. And these, the black group that came in, they're not from here. They are not from here. They've come here from somewhere else. And okay, these, and a lot of it is personal economics. Because, for, you know, Ford Foundation and people like this give money to the United League of North Mississippi to promote better racial relationships, okay? But, and, I, you know, I can't document this, and if you ever print this, you know, I'd be in jail, I'm sure. But, I mean, we're just talking, you know, buddies here.